It wasn't the only big thing that happened that spring. My first year as governor, we found out we were going to be parents. And time passed. On February 27, 1980, 15 minutes after I got home from the National Governors Conference in Washington, Hillary's water broke, and off we went to the hospital. Chelsea was born just before midnight. And it was the greatest moment of my life. The miracle of a new beginning. The hole filled for me because my own father died before I was born. And the absolute conviction that my daughter had the best mother in the whole world. For the next 17 years, through nursery school, Montessori, kindergarten, through t-ball, softball, soccer, volleyball, and her passion for ballet, through sleepovers, summer camps, family vacations, and Chelsea's own very ambitious excursions, from Halloween parties in the neighborhood to a Viennese waltz gala in the White House, Hillary, first and foremost, was a mother. She became, as she often said, our family's designated warrior, born with an extra responsibility gene. The truth is, we rarely disagreed on parenting, although she did believe that I had gone a little over the top when I took a couple of days off with Chelsea to watch all six Police Academy movies back to back.